what should be a
Good morning, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir. How do you know
about me? I'm coming in there. Who are you, Baba? Oh, we're waiting for you to introduce yourself.
I'm so happy.
Now, there's a lot of hours out there. We're really hoping that this is not very long. Your daily strategy is a different kind of thing that we have. You just have received the documentation I hope some time ago. Just before us, deals with a doctor apology, minutes of an meeting date to the 6th of November. The entire committee, of course, and closed. Anybody wants to add to, subtract from, or adopt the. And also welcome, sir. New member from the GA, we are very welcome. Anybody wants to move for adoption, amendments, or additions to the agenda? Mr. Singh moved that we adopt the agenda. Any changes? Thank you, Ms. Hartman. Can we then move on to minutes of the 6th of September? I beg your pardon, 6th of November 2015. Everybody has copies of those minutes, I'm assuming. Yes? Alright. They're not marked as page at least so far. The first page, are there any corrections to the page 1 that you report? Are there any corrections to the page of additions, subtractions? No? Page 2?
Thank you, Jay. There doesn't seem to be any pressing of the silence on the operation.
Anybody move for adoption of the minutes? Thanks for Sutter. We take it that the House duly agrees. We will sign that. Thank you very much. Madam Park, do you want to say something? Oh, we are part of it.
I would just like to add something. He said, sometimes it's quite a difficult decision. He said in the loss of committee, he's been coming back a couple of months later. And you're not sure whether everything is actually captured or not. Maybe if we can, within the week of the actual meeting, circulate the strategy to make up. But it does become quite difficult if you've got to think of 4 or 5 months later.
I think that's fair. Even if we don't adopt them on that day, we can at least circulate them that people can make notes on it because it's obviously. We have that problem, but I think it's great. I'm hoping that at least they get the members, they can then make their comments, the minds are still fresh, and score it. I take your point, and I think we will do so, man. If you then can move to... Is there other people? Garland House is a doctor. Put it in the McLaughlin House is a doctor. Nobody's fighting. This is a very professional. For those that are observing us, we're very professional. It's not that we shortcut, but really you do good in the sense. And this is something untoward, and this will be happy. Then we then move to adoption of the reports of the oversight to power pair members of the core went to power pair. So this is two municipalities plus the office in power pair. Draft the report on the standing committee of the Auditor General oversight that is the power pair problems. So I just found the introduction, composition of delegation of receiving members and power pair report, and I had that report. We have. Thank you very much. And to members of the support staff, thank you first of all for your planning, but I've never had to say thank you for that formally, and then of course, and thank you for preparing these documents for us, so that we can have this study and your team. Thank you very much. Can I then move directly to page number one? Are members happy with the content, or do we want to improve the grammar, the English? I try to do the full, you know, send out to you, but the right method that we want to improve on the grammar or even the practice on page one of our oversight business. Happiness?
I know a competition of presentation, but I wonder if you can put the apologies of those who did submit the apologies. Or do you keep the work there? I'm out of a process, you have apologized for that. Okay. You are under the mat. So I don't know if you should record it.
No, I think so. We did receive a formal apology, so let us know. This is Steve's apology, and I think Ramini also from the time to laugh or something like that. Can you take this? And I don't know, Mr. Kine, earlier something.
Oh, okay.
You were there,
I think that was
fine. Okay. But this is the goodness of us. Yes, sir.
I don't understand the apology.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you very much, sir. We will include that in page one. Anything else on page one?
Did you want to share the first slide that was the last line that was the seven?
One, two, seven. Anything else on page number one? No. Then move to page two. Page number three. Thank you. Thank you very much, Senator. So we then move to the next one, which is the committee report on the AGSA annual report. So that we're all on the same page for me and something alright. Thank you very much. Page number one, then, ladies. Any changes or corrections on page number one? On page number two.
On the sub, on the recommendations.
Yes, sir.
When we look at three,
yes, sir.
And see if that's what we have to say. The acts are to consider, in order to address the challenges of low capacity municipalities, they audit perform fees. The same thing for low capacity municipalities with their recommendation on paying for auditing perform. Everyone has to rephrase that entire.
I think you're correct. What are we trying to say?
I think what we're trying to say is that there are municipalities that
they can't afford,
yeah,
because of their own tax rate.
Yeah.
And what is it to find a way of such a thing? Okay. So we're happy with that is what we have to say. We will just fix up the dilemma to convey that into the discussion. Alright. We will try and rework recommendation number three. Are there any other recommendations, sir?
Yeah, there was an issue of the performance target that we raised with the HU. I think that put their performance target around questioned that.
I think this is the sentiment that is being expressed is that can't exist a target of 70%. It should be higher than 30%. In all instances, is that what you're saying on the list? So maybe that's what you're saying. I mean, we don't have to then go and look for a specific target. We cover ourselves if we say no target should be set at a 70% below. I think that's what we're trying to say. And I don't know if that is feasible, but that seems to be what we're coming up. I don't know that it's feasible. Any target that we can ever level that is below 70%. And I think that's what we're saying. We don't have to put a target that is also not achievable. Our recommendation, we make the recommendation that's not achievable, but that's the sentiment. And if we feel it's reasonable, we then can add that on as a recommendation. And then they can come back and tell us why the public has said that they are in the university. I don't have time to accommodate all the views.
Yeah, because the government will become very big to say that when they have a government, but she said it to say, what about the date? I think that's what we have said with the one of the customs. We are quite hard on that. And I don't think we should. The age issues and the exceptions to lower the bar, and that's where there's something that's happening. What we expect from the department or expect, I think it's also been expected from this office. So what we can go back and to the annual report and get that issue so that when we put the recommendation, we are clear for that. But it's a matter that we raise something, and we raise it very sharply here in government, then department and entities.
The chair, I don't know if you could say that they should avoid setting minimalistic targets and leave minimalistic stuff open. 70% is not the maximum, 100%.
Mm.
So, what should be minimalistic targets?
couldn't remember. I think from what Honorable Marshall was saying, I think that I still recall, but it doesn't, if it was a specific, they had a specific output, because if you can generalize it as for all the entire, they must not share the targeted devotion, because it might happen that for that output and but the output, it is based on the page that they have achieved, that they, and also the scientific, one must also recall that the target also is a visual person. If you say that at one head, but you can achieve the particular target of 100, but yes, it is a decision that could miss 100, but in 100%, but in other cases, we find that the scientific says that what we have currently, which is capacity and resources, this is what can achieve, based on the baseline of what can achieve in the previous financial year. So, if that thing is not assessed on a certain output, that is going to do. But the overall, just like overall, you must not be saving the person, but it's just that you can record that output. That's what they are telling you. Because this data is setting, it is really what I'm telling you, those issues.
No, you're not talking about that. Give us a recommendation in terms of that. I think the debate we want to understand is just how do we phrase it in terms of the receiver and the not see it to be unrealistic. And the one was no target that can exist must have an achievement of this percent. I'm saying something to that effect. Members are saying no, but everybody else is 100%. You are saying we might not be able to be 100% all the time because of financial prospects. So we need to find some sort of middle ground. So.
Jefferson, sorry, Andrew, if I'm reading the next one, but when I look at that, there is a reference to that particular aspect on page 2, where they must set target to meet 90% for completion of action.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a reference to that point that we are referring to.
Are you going to turn up? Yeah, no, 2.1, the space in the new report, 2.1, the second paragraph.
Okay.
Now, That is, yeah. So you're saying we should take it and make it a recommendation here? Yes, sir?
So the way it looks like to me, it's like the sense of that is taking into consideration that people should be, and then say for instance, maybe how they perform the question. And I therefore am also here that we cannot say that that's what this year that the competition has. That's what my target is, 10 points above the 7. So set the line and say 90%, 8% and that's 100%. But we went to what the maximum performance.
So that's what I understand is that when the target is set, the maximum is 100%.
Yeah.
Whether it's to wash the car or to 100%. What we really are talking about is that they must strive to achieve. So it's the achievement of that target we're talking about.
Yeah.
We'll be on the same page, isn't it?
Alright.
So is it alright then for us to say that all targets set should, of all the targets you set, you must strive to achieve about 70%, say something to that effect. It's not the same thing that I think we're talking about. What is the acceptable
I don't think that is the exception. When the department comes to say, these are 100%, but we achieve 82, to explain what happened to the 18, then we give a reasonable explanation. That may be to accept. It's okay. We believe in it. But sometimes people do this for other purposes. It's not to the interest of the state to lower the bar. It is to their effect. Because their bodies, where they give them the bonus, they were going to measure the common basis of the target that they set themselves. But it is to the interest of the state and the state of the nationals. So we should expect higher, but when they don't achieve 100 or 90, they explain.
Okay. I'm trying to just think of how we're going to play it. So we should be saying that all targets not achieved must be explained. That's what basically we're saying. You must achieve it, you must be 100%. That's what I said. All unachieved targets must be explained to the committee.
Yes.
Or reasons given, or something like that.
Yes.
What should
we say? Yeah, sorry, let's go back to my other point. I think we are dealing with the 2014-15 course, which is possible for us. Futuristic, we want to say to them, you must have your targets. And the second document that we wrote, or speak about targets, so that I've done this. But the second document also about targets in a whole paragraph, which is the point that I want to go to that those were the points that we made at the meeting. So maybe we don't need to put anything about targets for 2014-15, because it's a past. But as we move forward, we tell you that these are the targets.
All right, that's a proposal,
Mr. Yeah, I was just saying the board would want to say that the only thing I can from that venture, I mean, of the annual report.
Just before we get there, Mr. Rossman, I'm happy that we talk to you in the next report. We won't lose the report in the next report. But we still don't make it just to the point that it is, okay, to clarify the English system, Huffman, anything else?
Thank you, just a reminder of things.
Yeah.
The peace surface. First line of the same paragraph, it should be PAA organizers for the HLM, the exit to the chain. Appoint all committee recommendations number 2, the final supports and approves for the next option. And then, I think what's going on earlier, we're saying little revenue base for paying for the support.
That's the one that we were trying to fix up and deconstruct the whole thing. All right, what's the changes then on... Oh, sorry, it's like that, yeah.
Sorry, number 4. The AG can't put in all resources to do a computer audit output. The auditor goes in, and he checks what they've done. So maybe National Treasury should be put, because by sending more audit costs to the province, other improve the audit output. They only check it, they're not doing it. With that line, for, actually, all the same as the AG must cost the line. But that may be National Treasury, I'm not sure who my sending was, not the AG.
Yeah.
Well,
I think you've got the point. I mean, AG can't do that in the pleasure. The victim has asked me, because this is the only end of annual reports. Yeah. I don't even know that thing for sure. I hope you guys are saying that.
Because if you look in the book, you can see that the the number was fewer in terms of employees in general that are employed in this group compared to Caltrain and Brazil. The very happy number that why is not the general staff. Is very customer that why not support more on those businesses that we want or we can take care of that attracting health before the outcome, but the host outcome, rather than if they own more of the staff in the business where they are like,
If you've got 2 people, you must employ them equitably. If you've got 100 people, you must employ them equitably. But you can't come and argue with them. So I hear you saying is, when we question why is that like this, you use the argument, there isn't enough staff.
I can't because
no, that's not saying the response was. So we are saying as a committee, we can't accept that as a reasonable response. We must employ these people accordingly. So,
that's the motivation, I think. The word outcomes must be taken out as opposed to the word performance. Because audit outcomes are to be entering the entity list, the audit outcomes.
Yeah,
and the word audit performance. If you replace the word outcomes with performance, that would make more sense than the
word. Thank you very much. That helps us. Alright. So with those three changes, authorizes, approve to approve, audit outcomes, performance, and then the whole restructuring of phase, I mean of recommendation number 3. With those changes, can I put a pause to the comment? What else? Anybody move? Thank you, Mr. Masanwani. Thank you, Mr. Clee. Dr. Newelson, we will make those changes and the report will then be adopted. Let's then move to the threat plan and budget for 2014-2017 financial year, date of 6th of November.
Was it for 2014-17? Because I see in the end, in our recommendation, we talk about 2016-19.
Okay. 2016-19, yes. 5 years. Yeah, 2014. You know? Mm-hmm. I think it was a current base thing that you guys said.
2016-19 is Well, we can have a competent strategic plan and budget 2014-17.
not going to be any petitions from the Protestant degree. We can't do this or that.
So, this is the Protestant letter.
Forward. Thank you. Forward will be calculated this going forward. Fine, probably this report going forward, that's fine. Anything else on page number one? I just want to warn you that guys are going to ring in 5 minutes time.
Right, so the last sentence on
page number one.
Page number one, last sentence. The development of the Congress is the key stage.
The development of the Congress is, yeah. You got that?
I have
it. Page number one, sir. Yeah, that's right. You're going to have problems. You're going to have problems. Number two, any changes? Let's start with yourself. And then we'll get this.
So, the whole paragraph of 241, more specifically the second paragraph, I have seen the Supreme Court report on the 27th. I don't understand that I've been understand.
Very early question.
Yeah, and the actual commission identified the actual auditing with survey. I don't think you know what it's been about. The next paragraph, the clear articulation of root causes of what? So, I don't make sense to me as a person. There is an informed reading. And there's a practice of words in the shop, I don't know what they're talking about. But maybe if I had to report, I'd understand. If I'm saying reading this report, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, maybe you'll get the report. I get your point. Maybe you should get the report. But I do know that what the general was saying is that when they're going to do their audits, they want to add value so that the work by state is improved. In other words, it doesn't help us just to do an audit. We put it and say, do ABC. But I agree with you. Maybe the wording is not correct. Maybe they can ask our wording to assist us crafting. But I think the sentiment was, when they don't do their audits, they want to make sure that when they leave there, the state is more empowered, including even sending some of their people to home work as CEOs. So we would sympathy that there are no recommendations, but we don't have to adopt this one right now. We want to make those changes, we can go and make those changes. The difficulty is that we only pay next year, not next year, next term.
We make a lot of amendments. We adopt the amendments.
Okay, adopt the amendments. And we'll apply for the amendments and we can have a couple of them behind anybody else. Alright. Fair enough. This is fun.
Sure, this is very important and I appreciate I was going to give you an example. It's the 10 other parties. We don't serve on all committees. So you really, the ATC almost becomes your idol, okay? And if you look at reports, and reports are not detailed, then a lot of people don't actually know what we are talking about, know what it is. It's only, so very important that we have more detail, even if there's a report next to it, but the report to anyone that has not got the background to understand the importance that they can understand.
No, I agree. I just think it's a bit difficult because the technical part of a committee. I agree with making those changes, but the intention of, and we must say collectively responsible for this,
yeah.
The intention of sending them out to members maybe to sometimes give us the corrections and we'll say this is human version, this is Smith version, this is Johnson version, and we can actually otherwise I can hear us every time I've dropped in a point and go back to the there will be cleverer people in terms of articulation. I'm saying that's the practice we're going. So on this one, we will adopt whatever we need to adopt, but we will make room for amendments. On this and any other object, we will make room for amendments, and we can deal with it. Is there anything else other than rewording 2.1 that we want to talk about? On page number, you want to push it to the outcome. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is the first, paragraph, last line, improvements in. In addition,
I call it
the first improvements in.
Right, okay. Say for the relations. Anything else to the ladies? Thanks, Mr. Steve. You can have this before. I'm just going to correct you. Page number three.
2.3 viability test collection of E43s.
Where is that?
The last line of that paragraph.
Okay.
That's how we speak in person.
Collection of E43s.
E43s. And then generally said there's a lot of punctuation that we do. Commas and all that. There's a whole document. I don't want to go into the whole document. But just read it again.
Can so that we make work easier for everybody. I mean, I'd rather postpone it by a week and do a proper job in time. Tentative on this one. The members take some time and look at it, make their proposals. If we adopt this particular one, next term we come back, start the administration next. Then to really, now, by the time we continue the next version, it will be totally different from this person. And I'm just scared that we won't have to plan. Can I make a proposal on this one? That we, everybody has copies. You've got from these contact details. You can just make whatever proposal. Phase one, this is my proposal. And we will try and accommodate as many as possible. Read it out and send it out to you. You will draft through, you then make comments and do that. I'm just waiting that by the time we look at this one, we go the way we're going. It's not going to be what we need.
The same only challenge there would be that the owner tells and the directors, so they're not going to be approved by the end of March, so that they have to vote. I don't know what to say, because that's one of our requirements, is to approve all the tells and directors. So they could be hired for it, so that they can start appointing them. And could even play them.
Yeah, that may be something. The first thing I wanted to come to you, sir.
I think you should, the transferring of the rest of the doctor person, just go through this and make amendments and talk to the report today.
Alright.
In other words, I think the officials will have to go through that and make sure that it complies. I think it should be with their conscience. I think you have to show. If ever there's something that is blocked on, let it be pointed out. So that you don't have
I
was just also thinking that what we could have done is look at the recommendations box, okay, and so we have to do that still rework the rest of it. So just whatever we need to get done now, like we've already seen, get the recommendations box, get that up, so you can still rework the rest of the document.
There's another version, sir.
Yeah, I just need to approve the tariff and the request, which is, and then do the report as the city can take from the city that is performed as two books. So item 4 and 5 is the tariff and the director. And so they sort it out on the conclusion of recommendations, table that in mind, and the next permit table there is the city plan.
Alright, the third option, if you look from point number 4 to point number 6, because everything up to point number 4 really is just right, understand. That's what it was supposed to be. Up to bullet point number 3 was really minutes or whatever was happening, but 4 onwards will then take into consideration what members are saying. Let's look at the tariffs, I'm going to have the recommendations, and then we're going to have to get the English and the other ones. I'll help you then. And then go to bullet point 4. So not now, but when I said recommendations as well as tariffs, is there anything there that you would want to send, then we can delete.
So can you read on the text the lady that says Parliament approves that all the tariffs increase? But it doesn't show you what the tariff increase is, it just says that, it can increase that. So, nobody actually approved that. So, on item 4, recommended all the tariffs. It just says, should recommend increase the tariffs, and if you take into account increase in standards, so it doesn't say what you're actually agreeing to. So, we approve an increase in tariffs, but in this report, it doesn't know what we're actually doing. And then you give them a generic approval. Dr. Starbucks increased his life as long as it's in line with these guidelines. Now, here was actually a recommendation from the AGK, and these are the tariffs that one is spoken to, and that's why I would suspect that we would be recommended.
I think when we spoke to the clerk, we might not have kept it. In the second step. So you want to say as proposed on page 1? within its limits to whatever the page number is. Who's the aggregate? As proposed on page so-and-so in the third thing. We go into the third thing of the page. If they need us to do a 10% increase or whatever, you then just say, as per page number so-and-so in the third thing. Will you be happy with that? Alright. Let's go back to page for anything else. I'm in bulletin number 4. Yes, sir. No? Bulletin number 5? What is that? Yes, sir?
What is the fact? The fact is before. The big guy that put it in from the directors. And he must approve the AG request. It was lost the order director that year. I don't know what the order director was, so at least saying, as per other statement or another.
Let me do that. Yeah, that's
listen, this is quite serious. I mean, generally your orders are based on going concern things. But you could actually say that you can order them on the basis of the non-going concern. So I don't think
I agree with that. I agree with you. That is not. I think. But I'm going to put it up a little bit. We will just cross it up to us, but I have a day today. Alright. And then on the conclusion and recommendation, how does it approve the budget? Okay? How many of those are signed and fair and happy? I'm not saying that. How does it approve order tariffs? As in page number 5 or whatever that is. That's what we're saying. Parliament also approves the agency's request with regard to board of directors of the 2022 financial year. And so I think let us make the paper so that we know exactly what we're talking about. All right. As long as we're happy with 4 and 5, we will try and re-look at, everybody should try and re-look at the rest of them. And if there are changes, as you can say. But can we put this report to the House or Council? Number 4, 5, and 6. Even if we must separate them, we'll do that. In fact, that's what we decided. Because I don't put adoption and then say, maybe we should say this. We're adopting recommended for the tariffs, we're adopting for the directors, and we are adopting the overall conclusion. That's what I'm
talking about. I think that's what not the whole report. With the position that we will not be looking on the land. So what we do, we are not three items, they on one. We need to have a full report. And it's going to make sense. So we have identified certain items which need to be working. Unfortunately, the plan is here. The secretary will have to make sure that whatever is captured here could be in line with what is in the plan and the budget.
Chair, I do know that you have a petition with yourself, okay? And I think to take a report to the House, and I've been happy with our House, there will be a section of shopping on the committee. So I would really propose that, and I don't mean that I need to change shopping list, but there is a couple of things that you see, and you yourself will notice that it will look different by the time you've done the correction. So I would really say that it reflects, with respect to the members that actually serve on the committee, the quality of the work that you put in front of. So I would really recommend that you take item 4, 5, and 6 forward, and that you just do the correction and try to do the correction.
But what process has this? Must be ACC. If we had a copy of that, that's ACC.
The ACC is tomorrow. It's about the ACC today, because tomorrow there's no other business. So it's only the questions to the government. So we won't be adopting any reports tomorrow anyway.
How do we respond to this question? Okay.
You've missed the deadline on the HP, and this is something else you can try and do to try to get
it. Yeah, you can do that on the computer, the local HP. You can do that on the HP for the NFA.
Yeah.
If there are any issues. Yeah, you said before the interview, you said that these are the indications of not having adopted the right report because members. Some say it's adopted the maintenance, others are saying no, but you have to look into the maintenance before you get into the house.
Sir, are the members of the house, do they have to be
doesn't have any improvement on our recommendation.
No, I think let me say, in June, our failure not to act on the transition to be the parameter for whatever in the house, in the very very sharp implication, what it means that a share of implementation that they are not able to perform, I mean, that may have a participation, what it means is that there are few people, because I mean, the end of the financial activity, take it there for too much. In which, I think, several months ago, there are two, there are budget, which is very cheap, you see, five heads in 2 years.
I'm not going to put this in the book, I have some of the proposal that says, let's adopt a big change. There's a proposal that says, I'll go and rework and come back. And then there's the real technicality that we will pump around the order to the technical view for that. We don't agree. So it is a yes.
Yeah, I think that even if we adopt it as it is right now, the problem is it's not in ATC. Today is the only the last day left, unless we're going to order another shipping allowance for next week. Because this is the last day when we can actually adopt it. Now, I don't know if there's a way that we can get all the chief groups to agree on all the parties and keep the majority that you bring the matter forward for today. But then, I mean, it's something that we will have to do now, and I don't know if it's actually allowed in the national law. So today is the last day that it can be done. I think it's just a thing that we're unable to think about, but in terms of the law, is there a way that you can keep all chief groups to see if you can move it forward to today instead of bringing it back in the field and under officials in the House?
Yes,
tomorrow
I think the officials will start with no evidence of the day. I would suggest call the Office of Auditor General and tell us to be placement on budget and on the exchange with all the departments they spend like 3 months into a new budget. What budget is approved, the National Development Department, and I don't see, any different with ADFA. So let's form the ADFA, but then we need to put us together in the document just to say, you know what, the ADFA, everyone, this is our chance. Let's try and adopt it today. Let's get it on today and tomorrow we can see. We will also agree that the adopters are asking.
We foresaw this, and we did discuss it amongst ourselves, and we qualified for the AG in regards to this concern that it should be fine. But we also mentioned the time frame of Parliament. So. And the person was going to get in touch with the DAG to give us a way forward because the AG is also so they haven't returned to us, but we did raise the concern.
What we will do is we will continue this. We will look at the next. We will talk to the officer. He's here. We need you guys to talk to the officer now. And somebody comes to the house and says to me, adopting, these are the consequences. Non-adoption, these are the consequences. If you need, we must come back at midnight to adopt it, then we'll do that. Because, I mean, that's what they said here now. Unless we deliberately want to sabotage the agency. But I have the time we leave here, I mean, it's a phone call. It means I'm a phone call, we'll call. And then let's see what the part of how we deal with it, it means it must be adopted. I just can't see us, or Parliament, being so irresponsible that the AG can't be done. Let's take good and as much of what we impose upon.
I'm always following the session on how we train this thing, but the AG is done to this thing. So I don't think we need to do that. We've proven the AG is done, but not to give them a move. It's a food chat, I don't think it's a year. The important one, I think, we should get it through is the AG's order chats. That's very clear what the order made, the house, etc. So the AG can increase their number. And I would disapprove that, for sure. And the last point on this is the recommendation. I don't think that's quickly enough. I don't see any order director that wants us to do that. So that this also just clarify what our order director that actually wanted to approve. It's not that I'm in the CPC now. So we might hear. So my gut is saying that they probably don't need our approval to secure the house. But if they do, they have to make a decision
there. Is our chance to come to you with a decided to work on this, what we should do, what we should do, and come back and adopt the sure report?
I'm sure we can do it.
Because it's a little bit close, as you said.
I'm sure we can because the design is primarily centered at the before we go to the apocalypse. Thank you very much.